At this time, for those of you who are young at heart, I invite you to come a little bit closer to your screen for the children's chat. I have here a heart. What do you think of when you see a heart like this? Do you think of love? Maybe Valentine's Day? We share lots of hearts on Valentine's Day. What do you think God sees when God looks at your heart? We know that God loves us very much. I think God sees who we really truly are, that God sees our heart for all the goodness that's in our hearts and the kindness. But also when God looks at our hearts, God sees that there is sin inside of our hearts and that we don't always have kind thoughts or kind things inside of our heart. Well, the psalm for today that Mr. Norris is going to read in a few minutes is Psalm 51. And there's a verse in this psalm that you might recognize from another part in the service. When Miss Judy plays the offertory hymn, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," and the words go, "and renew a right spirit within me." Well, those words come right out of Psalm 51, the psalm for today. And so how do you think it is that we get a clean heart? When God sees the sin and the unkind things we think and do in our hearts, how do you think we get a clean heart? Well, in our baptism, God washes us with water and we are given the forgiveness of sins. And our whole life long, all we need to do to receive forgiveness for our sins is to confess our sins. That means we tell God what we have done that has been sinful or that has been wrong or unkind. We confess that to God. And then we ask God to forgive us our sins, to wash the sins out of our heart. And then we repent. And repent is a big word in church. But what it means is that when we ask God to forgive us, when we tell God we're sorry for sinning, that then we repent and we do different. So if we apologize to God for lying, we don't keep on lying. We turn from our lying and we tell the truth. Or if we call someone a mean name, when we tell God that we're sorry and tell that person that we're sorry, we repent, we turn away from that, and we no longer call that person that name. So God washes our hearts clean when we confess our sins, when we ask God for forgiveness and God gives it to us. And then when God gives it to us, we repent from our sins. God does all of this because God loves us so very much that God sent Jesus to die for us and that Jesus washes our hearts clean. So let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God, that you forgive us our sins and you wash our hearts clean. In Jesus' name, amen.